And we, our recreation was all volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball, that's... And our dining room and officers' club was all one, you know, was all one building. So that part of it was, pretty similar. But there was no war at the time.
Mm-hmm.
In Vietnam, we knew there was war someplace. We knew there was war someplace. But the camaraderie of the of living in that situation was pretty much the same.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much the same. And as I said, where I was in Bung Tha, when we started taking care of civilians, it was so much like uh-huh. Vietnam, except the civilians in Vietnam were injured. I mean, they, you know, mm-hmm. they were injured.
War injuries.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But the camera, you know, the living together kind of thing was pretty much the same as,
uh-huh.
you know, as Korea. Because in Korea, too, though, see, I never left Bung Tha. Never went any place. Oh, wait a minute. I did. I went to Hong Kong. I went to Hong Kong. I went to Seoul. And then I did an hour in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
Now, in Korea, we could get a Jeep and we could go places.
Mm-hmm.
But, because in Vietnam, we couldn't go any place. Mm-hmm. We got on an airplane to Seoul to Hong Kong, which is where I went to Hong Kong in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, I went to Bangkok. That was about it.
Mm-hmm.
You must have some questions.
What did you think about the women's movements in the 60s and kind of feminism starting and all of that?
You know, in the Army, we thought we were pretty cool. We thought we pretty much had it. We had the same rank as men.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting promoted the same as men, especially because we were in the Army Nurse Corps. And, you know, I came in the Army in 1955, and men were not made officers until 1956.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first came in the Army, I was dating a guy with a master's degree who was a private. I mean, I wasn't even supposed to be seen with him.
Uh-huh.
But within a year, within 1956,
uh-huh.
then the guys... The men got the same rank in the nurse corps. So,
uh-huh. And he was a nurse too.
Yeah, he was a nurse. Uh-huh. He was a nurse with a master's. I came out of a diploma school, and I'm thinking, wow, this guy is so smart. But he only is a private, you know.
Uh-huh. And you weren't supposed to fraternize with enlisted.
No, we're not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only a year. That was only a year because I came in 55. I think it was 56 or 57 that the men were
uh-huh.
that were made officers. Anyway, we had equal rank.
Mm-hmm.
I had every right that anybody else did. I mean, when I decided I wanted to get my baccalaureate, I had the right, you get the right credits, you can go. And then when I came back from, Korea, I was at Letterman, and the Army was going to send me to hospital administration school. And I said, oh, I don't want to be out. So I wrote back and said, oh, I want to get a master's in pediatric, da da da. And they said, okay, where do you want to go? And I was already there, so I said, I want to go to UC San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my master's at UC San Francisco. We had no problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I don't mm-hmm. ever remember any of my friends complaining or having any feelings that we were not treated
uh-huh.
equally.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I have to say pretty much that most of my friends were military friends, so
mm-hmm.
Now when we were in graduate school, well, we may have come into, you know, when I was in graduate school in 70,
mm-hmm.
and so there, you know, I may have met some civilians who were feeling kind of that,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't. Hey, I was there, going to school, I was pulling down a major salary mm-hmm. out of my apartment in Marin County. I should complain. I had nothing to complain about. I really mm-hmm. had nothing, and I really didn't feel any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel any of the women's none of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know all the sociological stuff of it. Well, I guess you know if I'd gotten pregnant in the Army, I could have gone and had an abortion without any kind of. Without any provocation. I mean, you know, that would have happened if that happened.
Would they
in fact,
have?
I know women who did. Okay.
Uh-huh. And how did that happen? I mean, was it talked about, or was it just kind of hush hush?
It was hushed. It was
what you get.
It was not a problem. it was not a problem. What other, you know, what other issues were going on at the time?
Mm-hmm.
No, there was, no. Nothing like that was a problem. And as I said, we had equal rights in the Army. We had absolute equal rights with every, in fact, you know, when I finished my baccalaureate, then I went back to Rain and taught in the nursing school. And because I was ranking, I got an administrative position. And I had as many guys working under me as females.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one person who, you know, who protested. But he protested, you know, this guy hated being there. Oh, I don't want to teach. I don't want to teach, you know. So I want to get out of here. Okay, so I'll get you out of here, but I have to write you, you know, I have to write this in, you know, in a way to get you out without saying, you know. So I spent a lot of time writing this guy's efficiency, and it was to say that he was a marvelous nurse, but not, you know, he wasn't the great, and I didn't say he wasn't the greatest teacher, but he didn't mm-hmm. want to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up getting phone calls late at night from this guy when he had a few drinks about, you know, what I had written. It didn't bother me because he was a jerk. But anyway, you know, it was, and I knew, and I didn't feel uncomfortable because I knew I was in the right. That,
mm-hmm.
But he shouldn't have been there, and he knew that. He knew that. Mm-hmm. But I never had any problem with men working on, you know, with men working under me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're. In the nursing part of it, I was never under a male, you know, except for a commander or something. But as a nurse, I was not. I was in I had more, you know, younger nurses working under me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had any problems.
Did the military kind of expect nurses or female nurses to be, you know, feminine in some traditional kind of way?
I don't think so.
Or were you not really? Not given. Like,
not as long as we fought, you know, we had our uniform on when we were supposed to have it on, and
uh-huh.
we did our job. I don't remember anybody being in there. No, I don't remember anybody being reprimanded for any, mm-hmm. you know.
Not wearing the right makeup or.
No, no.
Or having your hair done up or.
No, you know, because.
Hear about that earlier, but.
Yeah, you know, I was in the Army when, okay, so your hair was off your collar. That's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
You followed the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't wear earrings, you know. And we just didn't. I mean, those are the rules.
Uh-huh.
We were not that era of women. We were not, you know, okay, what am I, you know, the word I'm trying to say. We were submissive, not uh-huh. submissive, but to us it was, hey, it's a rule. It's
uh-huh.
the rule, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I look like a tramp when I'm not on duty, but This is the way I will
uh-huh.
appear, and I think maybe that's a generation of women that you're looking at. You know,
uh-huh.
that's maybe the whole generation of women that you're looking at that didn't even think about. You know, why break the rule? You know,
mm-hmm.
life's too good for me. I mean, why? What? So I'm gonna have my hair hanging down. So someone's gonna give me hell. So. You know, it just wasn't worth it. It just
mm-hmm.
didn't seem like it was worth it to us.
Uh-huh.
And we're pretty happy people. We're pretty happy.
Uh-huh.
We wore earrings when we weren't working.
Uh-huh.
And if you had long hair, you let it hang down when you weren't working.
Uh-huh.
That was sort of, you know, we just, I don't know. Maybe we were just a little too laid back and too accepting of what, you know, of what was there. But I don't think we had that many problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because you seem to be, you know, like the whole women's right thing.
Mm-hmm. Usually you don't associate the military with being equal rights for women. You know, you'd always hear about women being discriminated against or sexual harassment, and it, you know, in the midst of all this women's movement and equal rights and equal pay and all of that, it seems like the military is sort of trying to do that even before it kind of gets out in society.
You're right. You know, and that's what I'm saying to you. There was never a time when I felt that someone got something because he was a guy, got something that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the only thing I can think of is one of the big issue is if I, let me tell you, I know some people that got pregnant and the next day they weren't. And there was no reprimand, there was no nothing, and it wasn't like it was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether the rest of the Army knew that, I don't know. It could have been, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, it just wasn't, just kind of wasn't a big thing.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't a big concern. Now, I don't, you know, I'm sure they didn't hand out condoms and birth control and all that. And I don't know if we could have gotten birth control. I don't know if I could have gotten birth control if I looked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gotten everything else I wanted from the pharmacy. But I don't know if we could have, but probably could have.
Mm-hmm.
Probably could have. And that, to me, that, you know, that seems to be kind of some of the big issues that,
mm-hmm.
but everything else, we got the same money, we got mm-hmm. promoted at the same time, we got the assignments we wanted,
mm-hmm.
as much as anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how long, you made this a career?
Oh, 20 years.
20
years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And was Vietnam your last overseas assignment?
Vietnam was, yes. Mm-hmm. Then I came back, went to graduate school, and then I taught at Rainey,
uh-huh.
and then I retired.
Uh-huh. And now you live in San Francisco.
And then I came to California. I was going to work at UCSF, and by the time I came out, someone else got the job. But my husband was in California. The guy that I had met him originally in Korea.
Uh-huh.
And when I retired and came to California, his wife had died the year before. And my sister was living out there too, and I had some other friends. Anyway, so I called him, and his wife had died. Anyway, we had a few dates, and he had 5 kids and needed a babysitter. And I needed a job. That's our job. He needed a babysitter, and I needed a job. And there we were. Anyway, and he had been in the Army. He had all his training was in the Army,
uh-huh.
but he got out uh-huh. before when he paid back all his Army time.
And what was his position again?
He was an orthopedic surgeon.
Okay.
Who had been trained, totally trained in the Army.
Uh-huh. Kind of like the student nurse program.
Yep, exactly,
kind of like
exactly, okay. exactly. And for the doctors, it was called like the Hill-Burton or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was some kind of thing where they paid for their last year of med school, and uh-huh. then it was, because when he graduated, he had a wife and 2 kids, and
uh-huh.
and no dime.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't a problem for him to be married and have kids.
Oh no! Oh no! 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 No!
Okay.
No! He went to Hawaii. Lived at Tripler. He did all his training at Tripler. Had another child while he was in there. No! No! For the med, they didn't get, you know, they didn't get paid a whole lot of money as residents, but
uh-huh.
no, for the med, it's no for the med. But you know, their families didn't interfere in their Army life. Their families, you know. Just like even now, you know, their families stay wherever they are
mm-hmm.
while they go and do their thing. And the women too, come on now, the women are all married with families, and they leave their kids behind in their families.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, which is only right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time in the Army, I was still in the Army when women could get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to people, I never wanted to go to Alaska. Mm-hmm. I never, and I said, about the time they say, I'm going to Alaska so some gal can be here with her husband, is when I'm really going to raise the riot flag. But I never got in a situation where that was someone,
uh-huh.
you know, where some gal who was married got to stay with her husband and I had to do something else.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I got out before that started happening.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it is now, even with kids, you know, with uh-huh. families with kids. I don't know how these gals do it. Uh-huh. I don't know how they do.
Uh-huh.
How they do their assignments and... They're Wonder Women, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they're like any other, you know, any other woman in them. Do you have any children?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how these girls have these high-powered jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them in some of these Army positions, they really do, really do.
Mm-hmm.
And raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do. We didn't have to worry about that. We just had ourselves to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've chewed your ear. Do you have some more? Tell me.
Did you ever have problems with flashbacks or nightmares or any of that?
You know, I keep getting all this stuff from Vietnam, from people.
Uh-huh.
No.
No. What do you think? It was that difference? You know, there are a lot of people that do and a lot of people
that
don't.
Yeah, they don't.
What do you think?
I have a very good friend. I have a very good friend who has that, what do they call it? Syndrome, some?
PTSD.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's a very good friend of mine. She's younger than I. We've been, you know, she was, and I keep saying to Kathy, are you sure that this is what it is? Are you sure? I never thought she was the kind of person, and she really feels that that's what it is. I never, ever did. I never did. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it has something to do with my personality or if I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's sort of like I told you some of the books, I've read a couple of the books that some of these gals read, and I said, what are they talking about? You know, this is so much crap that they're writing, that they're writing about. Things went on, but why someone would take time to, you know, to write three chapters in a book about it, to me, you know, it just wasn't important to me. And now Kathy, my friend Kathy, still is being treated, you know, for this post. Hey, maybe, I don't know. I've never, ever felt that. That's why I've been, you know, always been reluctant to do these surveys that people keep sending, because I never had that. I never had that. And most of my friends that I know, don't. I don't know. Maybe we were older when we went there, you know? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we were more mature when we went there or something. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I really don't know what it was. And of course, the fact is, like I told you, I was never, ever, one time, maybe two times in the year I was there, were we on an alert that we might be, you know, by. So that maybe has something to do with it, too. I was never someplace where we really were concerned about, you know, about being hit by shells or something like that. That could very well have something to do with it. But, unless you're in a situation where it's where it's happening. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that would be scary. I'm sure that would be scarier. But I never. No, I don't. No, I don't. You know, when I'm talking about some of these people I've seen, and the guy that one time I went into was in the emergency room when I was supervising, and he was Australian now, and they were holding him down, and he's swearing bloody murder. And three or four of the doctors said, "Okay, guy, calm down. There's a lady just come in the room." I mean, this was this great huge hunk Quonset thing, you know. And I walked in, and I walked over towards him, and they're holding him down because the guy's eye is hanging out on his cheek, you know. And he's, oh my God, and he's screaming and yelling, and then he's like, "I can't see you, Mom, but they tell me you're here. I'm sorry. God damn, what are you doing?" You know, screaming. "Oh, sorry, Mom. They tell me that you're here." Finally, I just left. And what had happened was, this is what I was saying, that this is kind of a neutral area. This was an Australian kid who was down someplace and got drunk, and he was walking along the beach back to his billets and ran into some VC or somebody who stomped him in the head. And they literally stomped his eye out. And I left because the guy was going nuts. And they put him on a chopper and they sent him up to Seoul. They weren't able to save one eye. He lost one eye, but they were able to save his other eye. But those are the kinds of things. I mean, he's going home blind in one eye not because of a bullet wound, but because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And the enemy stomped his eye out. But I still remember things like that. "Sorry, Mom, I can't see you. They tell me you're there. Sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus Christ, God damn, what are you doing?" You know, he squared. And the doctor's saying, "Calm down, there's a lady here." So anyway, I just left.
You were his mother.
Whatever it was. I just left. Anyway, I can't think of any more stories that I can tell you. Unless you have some other questions about what, and that will answer any of your.
I think we covered a lot. Yeah.
We did. We covered half my life. Anyway, good luck.
Right, well,
God bless you.
That's the end of the interview.